Later today, the federal government will announce details of a new cyber security centre to combat growing threats to Australian online services. The establishment of the Combined Government Agencies and Law Enforcement Unit was flagged in the Prime Minister's National Security Strategy unveiled yesterday. Experts say it's a well overdue measure. Peter Lloyd reports.
Worms. They're not just grubs in the garden, they're also computer codes, and they are the tools of the trade for computer hackers with criminal intent. Darren Pawley is the editor of SC Magazine. It specialises in online and digital security.
They search for software vulnerabilities to break in and steal data.
It's the ultimate device of modern convenience, but it's well to remember that the mobile phone is also a mobile computer. Darren Pawley warns that with the right know-how, its digital doorway can be pushed wide open.
With Apple's iPhone, it has Apple's sort of security stamp on it, if you like, which means that users can't really hurt themselves and they're fairly secure. With Android devices, you know, it's susceptible to all the various malwares, infection, data theft, hacking, all that kind of stuff that any other conventional desktop or laptop would be vulnerable to.
What's in prospect now is an entirely new one-stop shop that puts government agencies and law enforcement under one roof. This is how the Prime Minister describes it.
This will be a world-class facility. It will provide Australia with an expanded and more agile response capability to deal with all cyber issues.
Broadly, the new Australian Cyber Security Centre is seen as welcome news. Rory Medcalf is a former diplomat and intelligence analyst, now with the Lowy Institute think tank.
Look, it's essential that all of the relevant agencies be on board. It would be good if actual resources, that is new funding, are allocated, that there's a new funding announcement to go with the centre.
So far, cybercrime in Australia has largely been a new form of standover tactic. The online commentator and writer, Stilgarian.
We've got low-level cybercrime operatives who are just trying to hack into small businesses, encrypt all their data, hold them to ransom. We've seen cases of that with victims in Alice Springs and Gold Coast and elsewhere in Australia, that a business finds that all the data on their computer is unavailable until they send money of some thousands of dollars to have it unlocked for them.
Overseas, a noiseless war of the digital kind is already being waged, and it seems to be a fight that only the nation state can afford. One of the best documented attacks happened in 2010, the target Iran. A highly sophisticated worm called Stuxnet was sent into computers at key nuclear facilities. Darren Pawley from SC Magazine again.
And it caused them to, these centrifuges to spin up really fast and then slow right down so they destabilised and physically broke.
No government has ever openly admitted carrying out the attack, although a year later, a White House official expressed satisfaction that the Iranians were having so much trouble with their centrifuges.
Peter Lloyd with that report.